What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You have to have thick skin if you're going to get roasted. So buckle up, IE, because we're trying something new. ChatGPT roasts the IE. I've put in a random city on ChatGPT, asked it to roast that city. Here's what it came up with. The Inland Empire's proud landmark of beige suburban sprawl. It's the city that tried to have it all. Mountains, wine country, shopping malls, and somehow still feels like a giant overpriced parking lot. In this city, the only thing more inflated than the real estate prices is the ego of everyone who lives there. This city's claim to fame? Craig and Smokey knew it existed. Businesses beware of the northeast corner of Archibald and Foothill. It will forever be going out of business. All right, there's no prize, but just for fun, let's see if you know what city I'm talking about. Let's see. Michelle and San Jacinto. What city just got roasted by ChatGPT?
Rancho Cucamonga.
100%. What gave it away for you?
Well, at first I thought it was Temecula. And then when you said Archibald and Foothill, it gave it away.
I grew up in Rancho Cucamonga, and I can't name a business that stayed on that corner more than a couple months.
Yeah, no, nothing lasts.
And ChatGPT must have been 100% on because all the text messages, good old Rancho, that's Rancho Cucamonga. And then the 909 text in, RIP mattress store. Yeah, I believe it was a mattress store probably a few hundred times over the last couple decades. What city should get roasted next? You could call or text at 888-431-3764. In all my years of shopping, this has never happened until recently. I knocked over a display. Luckily, it wasn't like canned foods that went rolling everywhere, but I needed one of those big storage totes, you know, the black and yellow ones. And they were on the top shelf. Me and my 5'5 self, I was like, oh, I could lift it. No big deal. Well, there were like eight of them stacked and they were above my head. So it was a little heavy. So I tried to like muscle it off the top shelf. In doing so, I knocked off the giant price tag that was on the side of it. Then when that fell, it was like dominoes. It knocked over the signs that were on the side of the aisle, like saying what's on the aisle. So I tried to save that as it was falling, but forgot I was still holding up these heavy totes. So all the lids went tumbling off the top. There I am trying to catch and hold things looking like Stretch Armstrong, and it's just an avalanche of storage bins. So once the last piece had fallen and I looked like I was standing in Jenga ruins, I did the awkward like look around. Did anybody see that? Luckily, the store was dead. Nobody saw it happen. But then I was like, well, what do I do now? I can't put this sign back up. I could barely reach the bin I was trying to get down. So I put a couple of the bins back, picked up the lids, picked up the signs, kind of just propped them up against the shelf, and I was out of there so quick. I didn't even buy the bin after all that because I was like, well, that's going to make me look guilty. Once I go up and check out, they're going to be like, she's the one that knocked it all down. And the worst part is I yell at my kids all the time for be careful in the aisle. Don't break anything. Don't knock anything over. Yet here I am playing dominoes on aisle 7. Have you ever knocked over a display? How bad was it? You can call or text me because, you know, misery loves company. 888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog. Brenda, have you ever knocked over a display?
Oh, I'm sure I've knocked over plenty of things. I have big hips.
Amen to that. Was not my hip's fault recently, though, when I went to go get one of those black and yellow storage bins. It was up on the top shelf. I tried to pull it down, and there were a bunch of them stacked. It was a little heavy. It ended up being dominoes. Not only did the lid slide off, but I knocked over the price tag, the aisle sign. It was a disaster. Tanya in Homeland, have you ever done this? Have you ever knocked over a display?
Yes. Yes, at Walmart.
How bad?
Bad. It was a lot of canned foods and stuff.
Was it you or was it one of your kids?
It was me. My own self. Yes.
What did you do?
I didn't see it behind me and I hid it and it knocked all the canned foods off the shelf.
Did you stay there and try and pick it up or did you just walk away like, wasn't me?
Nope, I stayed there trying to pick it up.
Oh, did anybody come help you?
Oh, the employees said, oh, we got it, we got it.
How embarrassed were you? Did you finish your shopping or did you leave?
I ended up leaving because I was embarrassed.
I feel you. And why? Because it's an accident. We shouldn't be that embarrassed. Tom weighed in on our Facebook and says, I have not gone back to Home Goods in 6 years because the last time I was there, shelves they had stuff displayed on collapsed like a deck of cards. There was no damage, but it was so loud and embarrassing, I just can't show my face there again. Have you ever knocked over a display? How bad was it? Give me a call at 888-431-3764. Looking at my phone with a shattered screen, I would say a lot more than 10 times. But the average person is going to drop their phones at least 10 times per year. I feel like I drop my phone at least 10 times per month. Here's where I'm cracking up, though, because this survey broke down various scenarios of how far people would go to save their phone. Would you dive into a pool fully clothed at a wedding to save your phone? Me? No way. And I'm in the minority. 59% of people would dive into that pool with all their clothes on at a wedding. Would you reach down into a porta potty at a music festival? So say you're at Stagecoach. You drop the phone in the porta potty. Are you digging it out? Heck no. That thing is long gone. Again, I'm in the minority. 54% of people would. I just don't believe it because I think, one, that's disgusting, especially the porta potty one. Brenton Highland, let me ask you, if you dropped your phone in the porta potty, are you going to fish it out of that nasty blue water?
If it's waterproof, yeah, and I would put some rice in it and try to get the water out.
You would dig into a porta potty that other people have used to save your phone?
I mean, I'll clean it off with the normal water after.
Oh my gosh! Okay, if you're willing to go to that extreme, let me throw the other one at you. Say you're at a wedding, you're fully clothed, you drop your phone in the pool. Are you jumping in to save your phone?
No, most iPhones are resistant within like 8 feet, so I'm not jumping in. I'll fish it out.
The porta potty's okay, but the pool, no.
I mean, I guess I could fish it out either way.
Just think of that next time your friend asks you to hold their phone or take a picture with their phone.
Dumb.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Drunk or drugs?
Tracy in Riverside is on for this round of Dumb, Drunk or Drugs. Tracy, how do you think you're going to do?
I'm not sure.
Okay, let's see. A naked driver says he's allergic to his own sweat. Do you think he was dumb, drunk, or on drugs?
Oh, God. I'd like to say all three, but I will go with on drugs.
He was on drugs. Just because there's a heat wave doesn't give you an excuse to drive naked. Just ask Kip from Iowa, who was pulled over for a taillight, and the cop found out that wasn't the only thing that was out. Kip was butt naked. He told the cops that he was bare behind the wheel because he was hot and allergic to his own sweat. He also added that he liked the feel of his hair in the wind, which paints a different picture when you're driving naked. Self-admittedly, I am very basic. We're talking basic like Cracker Barrel's new logo basic. So the countdown is on for pumpkin spice latte. All my PSL lovers, unite because we are days away. Tuesday is when that glorious pumpkin sauce returns. I know, we're in the middle of a heat wave. It's supposed to be 104 today here in Riverside. So for everybody going, hold your horses with your pumpkin spice latte. You don't have to have it hot. They make iced pumpkin spice lattes. But here's what I really want to know, especially if you're a coffee lover, because everybody talks about Starbucks and the PSL. But dropping today, Dutch Brothers announced that their new fall menu is out, which includes a caramel pumpkin brulee. Sounds amazing. There's also a cookie butter latte and a new candied cherry rebel. Here's what I need to know. Do I need to make the switch to Dutch Brothers? I already give them kudos that they beat Starbucks to the punch releasing a pumpkin coffee. But should they be the go-to? Give me a call, send me a text. 888-431-3764. This is like our own Coke versus Pepsi debate, but all about coffee. Starbucks or, thank you to the 951 for correcting me, Dutch Bros, not Brothers. Starbucks coming out with their pumpkin spice latte on Tuesday. Dutch Bros just released their fall drinks today. Allura and Etiwanda, which one is better?
Dutch Brothers by a long shot.
Really? Have you had their pumpkin drinks?
I tried a pumpkin drink when I was in Northern California last year. It was magnificent.
Okay.
Not only that, it's a little less pricey.
And I am definitely a fan of that as well. 909 text in says, Dutch Bros definitely, but it's more like a dessert. So you're going to want to go there if you want a treat. They suggest the caramel brulee latte with protein milk. Starbucks is more of an everyday coffee drink. Well, it looks like I'm going to be treating myself after work. And maybe we could help you out to treat yourself with a high-low jackpot. Could be an extra $1,000 in your pocket. We're going to play again on K-Frog coming up at 12:30. Humbled by fifth grade math. We're only a couple weeks into the new school season, and I have already had to turn to Google to help me with my kids' homework. Luckily, it was my older one. It was fifth grade and not kindergarten, but still, and I got to thinking about it because how often do we go, oh, kids, they'll never understand. What did parents do before Google when you had to help your kids with homework? Or am I just cheating? Because I would think I'm qualified to help out with fifth grade. I do have a college degree. Daniel and Paris, do you help out your kids with homework?
I try to as much as I can.
How much do you rely on Google?
Maybe 10%.
Hey, that's not bad. I mean, I'm not saying I'm Googling everything, but there are times where I'm like, oh, let me just make sure I'm teaching you the right way, especially when it comes to the math problems.
Oh, luckily my wife does the math part.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.